teaching students and workers how to gain the skills and qualifications required by the changing workforce is increasingly prominent on the agendas of many local educational institutions. With the rapid growth of Simcoe County, and the ongoing changes in the economy's dynamics, Barry today sought out opinions of recruiters and educators on what drives employment in the region and how to address next-generation jobs. Yael Katz, Vice President, Academic at Georgian College, highlighted that the rising need for skilled labor in the region has been seen in such areas as healthcare, automotive, hospitality, and tourism. From an academic standpoint, what is notably on the rise is the need for innovation, technology and sustainability-focused advancements related to these areas, she says. In applied health sciences, for instance, Katz referred to a rise in the use of immersive and virtual technologies, and artificial intelligence, AI, to prepare professionals to perform optimally. In automotive, there is a significant demand for electric vehicle expertise across different aspects of the sector, all the way from applied technical knowledge to running a business, she says. As for hospitality and tourism, Katz says there is a focus on sustainability in areas such as food science, culinary services, and everything that relates to the environment. Katz believes that those trends are driven by a realization, especially post-pandemic, that we as a human species are acutely responsible for both ourselves and our planet. There's also a realization that innovation in the volatile and uncertain landscape of the 21st century is an absolute necessity, she says. Katz says that the changing workforce will require the ability to innovate, adapt, learn, develop, reskill and persevere. All of these, in a sense, are skills required to advance and absorb change, she says. Katz noted that post-secondary institutions should stay connected and work collaboratively with industry and community partners to address the workforce challenges and opportunities in the region. It's important to ensure that our programs are responsive to workforce needs, she says, so that our graduates can help fill current and emerging workforce gaps within our region. Providing students with lots of opportunity to engage in applied learning contexts that are aligned with the jobs that are waiting for them after graduation is critically important, Katz says. At Georgian, we work hard to make that happen, and we have gone several steps further to also ensure that our students are equipped with 21st-century skills to thrive and respond to change, she adds. Through its specialized programming, Georgian College focuses on teaching students change-making, innovation and problem-solving skills, which are highly sought by employers. Georgian has created a college-wide social innovation and changemaker ecosystem where students are encouraged to cultivate change-making skills to create change in the community, says Susie Addison Tor, Vice President, Student Success at Georgian College. Jessica Lovett, Director of Career Services and Co-op at Lakehead University in Orillia, says employment growth in Simcoe County is anticipated in nearly every occupation, and it's challenging to point to just a few growing occupations. The strongest growth is predicted for roles connected to tourism, healthcare, especially in nursing, specialized fields, and mental health, construction, and manufacturing, she says. Lovett noted that the pandemic demonstrated the speed with which the entire work environment can change and reiterated that, more than ever, graduates entering the workforce need to be ready to embrace lifelong learning, cognitive flexibility, innovation, and creativity. These skills are transferable regardless of industry, she says. When hiring managers seek out candidates with the ability to solve problems and create solutions, they are essentially future-proofing their workforce. When it comes to adapting and addressing the workforce challenges in Simcoe County, Lovett agrees with the importance of partnership and collaboration. With collaboration between employers, community groups, local government, and educational institutions like Lakehead University, we'll be able to ensure that individuals can access career-connected learning opportunities at all stages of life, she says. Lovett says Lakehead supports workforce development by providing education and training programs tailored to meet the needs of the region's industries. We help students develop their skills while they are in school through work-integrated learning opportunities such as co-op and internships, she says. They host employment and industry events on campus and support events offered by partners within our community, Lovett adds. Tracy Hoskins, an employment coach at the Barry office of the employment service provider Agilic, included retail salespersons, home support and healthcare workers, cooks and food counter attendants, material handlers, and trades among jobs on the rise within the region. Simcoe County has a large presence of manufacturers, retailers and food service sectors. And with the growth of infrastructure in our communities, this creates a need for trades positions, she says. Hoskins says abilities such as time management, communication and appropriate work etiquette are some of the top skills employers are seeking. Hard skills such as computer skills, personal support worker, PSW, certification and trade-specific training, Hoskins says, are also being sought out when employers are hiring. One of the most frequent skills employers are looking for are customer service skills, she says. Hoskins explained that some of the workforce challenges in the region include labor participation, worker training and cost of living. It is important for employers to understand the current trends, including the difference between minimum wage and living wage, she says. While the minimum wage in Ontario is currently $15.50 an hour, the living wage is currently $20.70 per hour in Simcoe County, according to the latest report released by Ontario Living Wage Network, OLWN. As the cost of living rises, so too do the expenditures for a business, Hoskins says. Thinking outside the box and getting creative with solutions will be key to navigate and be successful, she adds. There are many programs that can be accessed through the provincial government that can assist with training costs, including the Canada-Ontario Job Grant for Businesses and Better Jobs Ontario for Job Seekers, she says. Kelly McKenna, Executive Director of Simcoe Muskoka Workforce Development Board and Literacy Network, SMWDBLN, says the Simcoe County job market presents a robust array of opportunities for job seekers. The work in Simcoe County job site serves as an excellent resource for accessing local employment opportunities. Alongside this, the site offers links to local education opportunities, labor market data, and mapping of local community services, she says.